Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. So delighted you're with us. Following a disappointing, no question about it, 23-7 Browns loss to the Houston Texans. Michael Regei, Gerard Cherry. All right, Gerard, as we've discussed to this point, now this is a Browns football team that has been able to come off the disappointments. Jacksonville win 3 in a row. This one today stings. How you feel, though, about their ability to go on the road for the next couple of weeks and get themselves back on track?
Well, they're a great opportunity. One, you're going to get one of your best playmakers in Josh Gordon back, so that has to be exciting. But the main thing is this. You are still in a situation where you can go to the playoffs and reach the ultimate goal, which is the Super Bowl, by going out there and playing with energy, playing with effort, and just putting your best foot forward. Yes, you lost a tough one today, but you have another one the following week, and you have to take advantage of all these games because, as we know, the season gets tighter and tighter. You have to go out there and make it happen. No one's going to give it to you.
No doubt about that. Nathan Zagura, look, we don't know the status right now of Carlos Dansby and Jabal Sheard, but the Browns have been stung and hit by injuries in key places all year. Well, if those two aren't able to go, now Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill are going to have to get very creative with their next man up theory going forward on this defensive side of the football.
Yeah, there's no question about it. The good news, they'll be facing an Atlanta Falcons team that does not run the ball very well and whose offensive line has struggled mightily all year long. Chris Kirksey, Craig Robertson would have to step up on the interior at the linebacker position, and Barkevious Mingo would have to play a full complement of snaps and reps and step up at the outside linebacker position if Sheard is out. But this is a team right now losing so many key pieces defensively. Phil Taylor, John Hughes, Armani Bryant, potentially now Dansby, and potentially Jabal Sheard. So a lot of injuries on that side of the football. But the good news is, you know, this is an offensive game. The Browns need to put points on the board. And Josh Gordon, the NFL's leading receiver from a year ago, will return next week. And the team is hopeful that they'll get tight end Jordan Cameron back. So two Pro Bowl pass catchers who counted for over 2,500 yards last year, getting them back would certainly be a good thing for Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, the Atlanta Falcons did get a road win today. They got the field goal late, fourth quarter. Win it 19-17 against the Carolina Panthers. We know the NFC South is just an absolute mess. Everybody at under 500 has got an opportunity to win that. But it's a Browns football team that can't waste time now, Gerard. Got to think about, forget about getting on track, whatever it takes. Got to get that seventh win of the year next week against Atlanta.
Right, and they can also not look at this Atlanta team as the record stands. Because we've seen too many times and too many opportunities in which we've played down to the level of competition in which we're facing, Michael. So it's going to come down to this, going out there, imposing your will, and not waiting for the other team to do something.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So that's where you come in. It's going to be an interesting week, and we want to see you right back here next Sunday out of the Dome in Atlanta. Distasteful today, no question. A 23-7 setback that doesn't allow the Browns to stay atop the AFC North is J.J. Watt, fourth touchdown of the year for Watt, and the Houston Texans come in and beat the Browns. Now for our producer, Andy Hecht, all of our terrific Browns Overtime crew, for Nathan, for Gerard, I'm Michael. Browns a loser today. We'll see you next week right here on Browns Overtime, everybody. Till then, have a great week. So long.